call the meeting to order. We'll take a roll call. I'm present in at the UC School of Optometry. This is Dr. Wong. I'm present, and I have no members of the public here. And then I'm at Kaiser Permanente, and I don't have any members of the public either. Is there anybody in Sacramento from the public?
No, and we wanted to note that we did change the location to our office. It's the building right next door, so we posted signs at the building just because it was just Mina and I participating, and so we didn't want to track everything over there. So we moved the location. Dr. Wong, can you confirm the location you're calling in from?
I'm calling in from 200 Minor Hall at UC Berkeley, and it's room 300.
Okay.
It's the one that's posted on the website. So at Charter College, who's there?
Ruby, and I don't have any public members.
Okay, so we have a quorum. We'll go ahead with any public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Does anyone have any comments? All right, so we'll go on to agenda item number 3, which is the possible discussion and possible action on continuing education courses approved pursuant to Title 15, California Code of Regulations 1536. We'll go to each member and ask if they have objections to any of the courses. Dr. Wong?
So, I guess I was a little, so there was one course, I don't have what, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's the fifth one. So the latest pupil examination techniques, it's about a new instrument to test for EPE. And it kind of felt more just kind of like an advertisement to me, but at the same time, I guess it could be a course. So I don't know, I just wanted to get your feedback on it. I think it's fine. It's just, it was a little...
I kind of had the same reaction to that one a little bit. I read it a few times. And I guess at the end, I felt like it could be informational and somebody could learn from it. But yeah, I know what you're saying. When I first read it, I was like, oh.
I thought it was a little bit strict. But again, then I did compare it to if it were like a new drug, and it would be essentially the same thing. It's just because it's an instrument, I was a little taken aback. So I guess I'm okay with it. And then the only other one was the one that's called Co-Management and Common Audit Findings. They had like a little short paragraph about, and I know they don't require PowerPoint, it seemed like it was a really short paragraph on what they were actually talking about, but it was a summary of what they were going to talk about. So, again, I was a little bit, they included a lot of material, what their seminar was on, and then the CDs were quite lengthy, and then the actual summary of what they were talking about was one-third of the page, but that was my only comment about that. But other than that, I'm fine with everything.
Do you think that we should not accept that course? It's course number 4.
Yeah, it's all under miscellaneous. It doesn't fulfill any of the TPA or any of the glaucoma coursework. So for me, it's okay. I was a little bit surprised by their lack of PowerPoint, lack of information that they provided. But again, it's the fault of the miscellaneous CE. I was okay with it.
That was probably the reason I was okay with it too. I remember same thing. So because the other stuff was more descriptive, I felt their other and everything else you got was okay.
Everything else was okay.
Ruby, do you have any comments?
I felt the same way about that one, the co-management. It just didn't have enough information. And are all the speakers, do they need to be, optometrists? Because I'm curious about this speaker.
No,
they don't. They could be business majors. Okay.
They can be anybody who could contribute to the topic at hand. And since it's I didn't have issue with that because it is a co-management, and it's talking about plot finding, so it's appropriate to have a business degree.
Oh, good. Yeah, I just needed clarification. But yeah, it just didn't seem like I was really clear about what the whole topic was about. It's a common audit of findings of what. I just wasn't clear about it. So, but it's fine. As long as we're in this lane, that's fine.
Okay.
Can I just clarify what you mean by it falls under miscellaneous?
So it's not a therapeutic requirement course. You wouldn't use it for therapeutic requirement. It's just the other categories,
So, okay.
I can't hear whoever's speaking in the back.
No, I think that's some background noise on someone's phone call. But I... But for the criteria for judging, does it still meet the criteria?
It does.
Okay.
You know, like I said, it's not a therapeutic course, so it doesn't need to be along the same, you know, bent. It's a business course, basically.
Right. So it just falls into the, you need to take continuing education courses, but it doesn't fall under therapeutics, and it doesn't fall under glaucoma, where they have to have certain amounts of information. So it is a topic that I know a lot of people are interested or worried about, so I think it is a good course. My whole thing was that the amount of information that they submitted to us was relatively thin compared to PowerPoints we've received from other people in the past. But again, this is a topic that I know people would be interested in listening to.
So, I just need some clarification on when you say the miscellaneous. Are you referring to like the alternative methods that are specifically listed, the self-study, teaching, writing articles?
What are
you referring to miscellaneous?
It's not a therapeutic requirement. It's something, you know how we have the option to do 35 credits?
Correct, yeah.
That are therapeutic?
Yeah.
10 have to be glaucoma?
Right.
The other 15.
Right, so, but those still have to be approved methods under the regulation.
Yeah, I think we're okay with that. We were just commenting that it doesn't have the same level of information, but we felt it was okay that it did have the appropriate level for what it's presenting, you know, like it still meets the criteria.
And
I think that's what Dr. Wong, that's what I meant.
It's just that, you know, usually they submit PowerPoint, so we get a really detailed sort of overview of what the course is about. And in this particular case, they gave us a little short paragraph. So, but it in their little short paragraph, it has like little bullet points or little phrases about what they're going to cover. So I just wanted to make a comment that I thought that the course description seemed rather brief in comparison to some of the other CE courses that we've looked at. But it's complete enough to pass.
Any other questions? No? Any other comments on any of these courses?
I'm sorry, this is Nina, and I'm just a little... because I know you've been doing this much longer than I have, and I'm looking at the regulations. And I know one of the criteria says whether the program is likely to contribute to the advancement of professional skill and knowledge in the practice of optometry. So for this co-management and common audit findings that you were saying is a miscellaneous category, do you still consider that as meeting that criteria, professional skill and knowledge?
Yeah, because when you practice optometry, it's mm-hmm. not just the clinical findings. Part of the practice of optometry is running a business, and you have to know how to... Like, if you get audited, you will no longer be practicing optometry. You know, if you commit violations that cause you to have large financial penalties or whatever, it's important that doctors know how to do that side of it, too. You know, and that's kind of, so when they're co-managing, there's a lot of gray area on, like, coding and, like, how do you, you know, whether it's actually on the medical side or whether it's on the business side, there are issues, and people, as Dr. Wong has said, people would be interested in knowing that because you want to do that properly. That is part of practicing optometry, even though it's not a clinical portion of practicing optometry, which is why we have this other category to begin with, so people can take classes that help them with this part of it, to help them with ethics, to help them with, you know, other kinds of things that are not therapeutic related. So, yes, it does fulfill that requirement, I think. I don't know what Dr. Wong or Ruby think.
No, I agree.
So
this course will contribute to optometry, yes.
Yeah, because they do need it.
So my understanding, thank you for that, and my understanding that the categories are, there's several categories like ethics, patient care management, and then the diagnosis, treatment, and then there's two other ones. Which one do you think it would fall under?
Read them. What are they?
Okay, diagnosis, treatment, and management of ocular disease and consistent with BPC 3059E, glaucoma-specific continuing optometric education, that's the second one, alternative methods, self-study, teaching, writing articles, board meeting attendance, CPR, CAT-1 CME, CLRE participation. The next one, patient care management, and the last one is ethics.
Patient care management or ethics.
Okay.
It comes in somewhere in there because you have to have,
it can be ethics, yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Okay, so any other comments, questions? All right, so in that case, then I would like to entertain a motion to approve courses A through M, including all the listed, yes?
This is Dr. Wong, and I'll make the motion.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second it. Ms. Ruby.
Any other comments or discussion?
No more comments.
Okay. So that being said, we'll take a roll call vote. I vote aye. Dr. Wong?
Aye.
Ruby?
Aye.
Three ayes. Motion passes. Agenda item 3, agenda item 4 is adjournment. Does anyone object to adjournment?
No.
Does the executive officer object to adjournment?
Nope.
Hello, is the executive officer still here?
Yeah, I said no.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, so we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.